Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-400-1702. Again, that's 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702. 800-400-1702.
RS.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, we're trying to Skype overseas here. Any luck, Tuck? Do we have him? All right, Sam, are you with us?
Yes.
Oh, great. Good morning. Finally, the pleasure to meet you. I guess this is Sam Agoubi. He has a book out called Thoughts from a Wealthy Perspective. It's published by Author House. You can go to authorhouse.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com. And tell us about the book. Why did you write it? It's an interesting title, Thoughts from a Wealthy Perspective.
Well, the book is about kind of looking at various thoughts, which I have come up with over the years through the twists and turns of life. I feel that somehow it will be a legacy to put those thoughts on in a book.
All right. Do you believe in one's life? Are you there? Do you believe in one's life being driven by luck? Why are some people so unlucky and others lucky?
Well, I believe that luck can be viewed from two perspectives. One, which is spontaneous, which is unsustainable, or like when you win a lottery. But I believe that majority of people will experience luck in the form when their toils meet with their opportunities, when their preparation meets with opportunities.
What role?
So most of those people see themselves as unlucky who are because they're not really prepared for their opportunity.
All right. What role does competition analysis play in managing romantic relationships?
Well, my view is that like in every other relationship, there's always competition, and therefore romantic relationships are not excluded from it. My view is that competition always increases the stakes of the ante and improve performance, and also an indication of what value is and how to take up your value. And those are the basic contributions that competition does bring to bear in every relationship, not just romantic relationship or business relationships.
Sam, you seem very tough on the poor. Why do you insinuate that the poor should take blame for their situation? Does society have any say or role in this?
Sorry?
Does society have any role in this? You say that you're very...
Yeah. I get the point you are making. The fact is that the poor live in a society, and no matter what society throws at anybody, right? People have been successful and have become rich despite the society in which they live in. Therefore, the poor should rise up to a new perspective that they have something to contribute to the society rather than just waiting for the society to contribute to them, which should not remove the benefit of responsibility from the poor.
Sam Agoubi joining us. The book is Starts From a Wealthy Perspective. It's published by Author House. You can go to authorhouse.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. What do you mean when you say life is not designed to age your course?
Sorry?
What do you mean when you say that life is not designed to age your course?
Okay, yeah. The truth is that when you look at life, I mean, if you go to the stock market, for example, you will find out that if you're not doing well, the stock market throws you down. If you go to the bank doesn't necessarily support the person who necessarily needs help, but someone is succeeding. If you clear a piece of land, it will not grow apple trees. Apple trees are grown by cultivation. So life does not, it's not designed necessarily to support you. Life only brings to you what you place a demand on it on. So whatever thing you get good out of life is because you demanded for it, you worked for it, and then you placed a demand on life to deliver it. Otherwise, it would not naturally come in support of you.
Corruption may be the biggest problem in the world, may lead to terror, but no doubt that we have corruption everywhere. Can you elaborate on the corruption in Africa?
Well, corruption is something that is everywhere, just like you said. And of course, generally, you see a lot of corruption also in Africa, like you see in some other places of the world. My view is that Africa, just like every place in the world, would need to focus on production. I think that we should leave institutions and develop institutions to deal with corruption rather than make corruption a national or a continental strategy. I am of the view that even after dealing with corruption, the absence of corruption does not guarantee prosperity. Therefore, we should not encourage corruption. We should deal with it. We should develop our institutions to deal with it, but we should focus on investments and focus on production. I believe that nations have also become successful despite corruption, and sometimes even success can destroy corruption on its own.
Sam, you said in your book that together is better than right. What do you mean by that?
Well, many times partnerships fail because of people's insistence on right. And I believe that right sometimes is not absolute, that in time, the whole idea of right keeps on shifting. What may be right yesterday may not necessarily be right today with additional information. I believe if people stay together and if people stay united, that unity in itself would bring about corrective actions that will cause growth and prosperity to happen. I do not think that insisting on our ways and on our rightness has helped the nations of the world in very strong ways. And it's on the basis of that you see a lot of wars and a lot of wrong societal behaviors, because some people just think they're right. We think that laws are meant to keep people together so that they could grow together. And therefore, is my perspective that when you stay together, it is a more important value proposition than to keep on pushing the fact of your correctness, irrespective of what your group says.
All right, so Sam, we've only got another minute or two. What is your thought on closing the big gap between the rich and the poor?
You mean
do you have a solution for closing this huge gap
between the rich and certainly. My view is that people have become rich by giving out value. But generally, the world is organized in a manner that we think that the way for the poor man is receiving. And so when we talk about the poor, we always think about aid rather than investments. We put the poor in a position to always look up to provision of solution itself is what makes people shift from poverty to wealth. I think that the poor should have leadership in knowledge as to the needs of the poor themselves, and therefore they should be in a position to provide solutions to support that objective. My view is that what the rich should then do is try and partner with the poor to attract out of them that knowledge of what poverty feels like, and therefore to solve that problem and take the poor out of it.
What do you say in closing here to those in search of opportunity?
Well, opportunity abounds everywhere, but opportunity only comes for those who are willing to make the sacrifices and do the work and the preparation that makes the opportunities harnessable. You can't harness an opportunity, which is all over us. You can't even identify it if you are not one. So I encourage people, rather than sit down and dream for opportunities to show up, to begin to make preparations for the kind of opportunities they seek.
All right, Sam Agoubi, appreciate your perspective. The name of the book is Thoughts from a Wealthy Perspective, joining us by virtue of Skype. This book is published by Author House, and you all know where to get it. He's put a lot of thought into this. Sam, thank you very, very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. We're going to take a break. This is Stu Taylor on Business, and I'm going to come back with a completely different subject.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus wood-look tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, this is Brian Tracy, and I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, who is one of the smartest, most articulate, and insightful interviewers I've ever had the pleasure to talk to. It's just been wonderful being on his show, and I can't wait to be on his show again and again in the future.
All right, a complete change of subject. You know, I always loved those old westerns. I used to sit with my father, and we'd watch them, and I don't know what's happened to them, but I've got a great book that may touch upon that. It's called Toby the Rancher, and it's written by Donnie Collins. It is published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Donnie, great to have you with us.
Good morning, Stu. It's good to be on with you.
It is. So you heard my opening comment. Whatever happened to the old Westerns? Every once in a while, they try to bring back a movie, and Toby the Rancher, you know, is kind of indicative, even though you've got an integral plot in the book. Tell us about the book and the focus on ranching.
Well, I've always liked Westerns and, you know, growing up and everything, and I decided to try to write a story just from a family. I mean, I really never set out to write a book. Actually, Toby the Rancher is the second book. The one I started with was Toby the Cowboy, and Toby the Rancher is a sequel, if you will, to it. And after I retired, I just sat there one morning and just decided to start writing my family a story just so they could read for their enjoyment, just to see how it would go. And always liking Westerns, and they know I like Westerns, and everything I had in my office, you know, was around Westerns, John Wayne, and that type of deal. So I just started writing a story about a Western, about a modern-day Western, if you will. It's a young man that, you know, he has a troubled childhood. He's, you know, an orphan, and he gets adopted out, and his adopted father gets him into liking Westerns, and he decides he wants to make his whole life about being a cowboy. And so when he graduates out of college, he gets a job on a ranch, and the first book is about that. And then Toby the Rancher, he migrates over to Texas, and he goes to work for a gentleman and on a ranch, and he finds his own ranch to buy, and he buys the ranch, and you know, it's dealing with working cattle, it's dealing with cattle drives, it's dealing with you know, the different girls. He's a single man and everything, and, you know, dealing with that and the experiences that he has dealing with wild animals and to protect the cows and how to deal with the cows and that type of thing.
You put in a tremendous amount of work on this. 432 pages?
Yes, sir.
I mean, that is a massive book. How difficult was it? I mean, that is massive.
Well, to be honest with you, Stu, I wrote the whole thing on my iPhone. I could say I wrote these never intending them to be books. I wrote them just to be stories, and I would write a chapter on my iPhone and send it to my family, my wife, my kids, and their spouses. And you know, after I'd write a chapter, I'd send it to him, and I'd just keep it going until the point that it come that, you know, felt like the story was ending, and, you know, didn't really realize it at the time until I took it and put it over into a Word document so I could take it over for my mom to read, that it was over 120,000 words.
Wow. And, is this, I would assume the Toby the Rancher is a sequel to Toby the Cowboy, correct? Are you going to have a trilogy?
Yes, sir. I am currently writing the third one right now. In fact, I just finished the 10th chapter of it, sent it to my family to read. I still, everything I write, I send to them, and because I enjoy listening to them talk about it. They talk about it like it's a series on TV or something they're watching, you know, and I enjoy listening to them talk. And, you know, they say, well, you ought to do this, you ought to do that, you know. And so
Donnie, I want to interject. You know, family response is great, but your family loves you. Is there a tendency for them not being tough enough on you when they look at it? Do they come back and say, this is wrong, you should do something else?
Oh, yeah. My wife, in fact, the last chapter I sent her, she said, I don't like that. It needs to be different, the way that he was reacting to it. And I said, well, what do you mean? So we talked about it. And, yeah, they're probably not my biggest critics, but they're definitely critics, because I've told them, you know, once it started to where I got the first one published, you know, I said, well, y'all need to help me with this so we can make sure that we're getting it good, you know, not just y'all enjoying it, but I want it to be where it's something worth being put in print that, you know, if people are going to be spending the money for it and reading it, I want it to be something they can enjoy and something that is credible.
Is there something other than Westerns in your future, or are you just kind of hooked on this and making it your specialization like Stephen King Mace Horror is?
Well, I actually wrote I did another book while I was doing these, and I went ahead and tried. The lady had told me at a book signing, another author had told me about Create Space, and so I had another one going that it was finished, and I had it edited, so I went ahead and tried to do Create Space on it. And got it out, and it's about football. And I coached little league and school ball as a late coach for 30 years. So I've got a love for sports too, as I do westerns and cowboys. And so I wrote one about it. It's about a 400 page book as well. It's Joey Holly, The New Beginnings, and it's about a young man, his family, and he starts playing football and goes through a football season there with him.
And is there a message or two ingrained in the book, other than it being a story, that you'd like someone to take?
I tried to write it, Stu, to where it showed a young man today, and you know, in this day and age, that even though he had a tough background and kept running into adversity, that he showed a lot of character, and he showed good morals, and just how he treated people. You know, just to try to exemplify those things as they read through it, they see it, and hopefully can relate to that and kind of write it. I kind of wrote it, if you will, to be like it was back when, you know, several years ago, back, you know, when things seemed to be a little more simple and didn't seem to have so much going on in the world that, you know, our kids have to worry about and that type of thing.
Donnie, what was more difficult, developing the storyline or the characters?
The characters. the storyline, you know, it came to me. To be honest, I was out checking the cows one day, and I was thinking about it, and it came to me to write it, and the storyline pretty well, you know, developed just as I was thinking about it. You know, I thought about how I wanted to do it. But coming up with the different characters as you write it and trying to you know, trying to fit them in and trying to name them and trying to determine how they're going to relate with Toby and what, you know, what relationship you want them to have with Toby as far as, you know, carrying on. Is it going to be one where it's a friendship? Is it going to be one where it's an enemy and that type of thing? And trying to, trying to work that through. So that probably was the hardest thing, was coming up with the characters and continuing to, because I felt like I needed to bring in additional characters to keep the story interesting, to keep it moving forward.
We got about 15 seconds. Do you have a closing comment you'd like to make?
I really appreciate the opportunity to do this. I would like to put out that I do have a Facebook page,
okay.
Donnie Collins Books, and it has on there about my about the books that I've written and how to get in touch with me on the website and my email address if anybody.
All right, a serious writer, Toby the Rancher, follows Toby the Cowboy, and we'll see what happens in the next one. Donnie Collins, it's been great having you on. The book is published by Tate Publishing.
Sue, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Mark Victor Hansen. Wrote Chicken Soup for this whole book series for you. And I want to tell you, you're listening to my friend Stu Taylor, who is chicken soup for your business soul. He makes you feel good while you earn more money and less time and have fun doing it and learning from all the greatest of the greats that he interviews so well.
We're back, and we're joined with a complete change of subject by a translator, Robert Thomas Helm. The name of the book is The New Testament, Modern Evangelical Version, and it's published by Ex Libris. And you can go to exlibris.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. Welcome to the show, Robert.
Thank you.
Well, I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, what, you know, with that subtitle, why is it called The Modern Evangelical Version?
Well, that's a good question. And in answer to that, there are quite a number of Bible translations on the market today. The reason this one is called the Modern Evangelical Version is that it attempts to put the New Testament in very modern and yet accurate language. And it also is a conservative translation, and it attempts to bring out the very Christ-centered nuances of Scripture, which is the original meaning of the term evangelical, referring to good news.
So that's how did you acquire this skill? I mean, you're the translator, right?
That's correct.
I mean, that seems to me to be an awesome task. How well prepared do you have to be to do this?
Well, you have to have a good bit of knowledge of Greek and Hebrew, which I acquired during seminary studies. I am actually working on the Old Testament right now, but I am not going to complete it just on my own. I will have to get somebody to collaborate with me, because there is some Aramaic in the Old Testament, which is a third language, and I don't know Aramaic. So I'm not planning to make this just a one-person translation when it's all done. I plan to bring somebody else, at least one other person, on board. But the New Testament was done strictly by me with some consultation with other people. And I have studied, you know, in seminary, I've studied a good bit of Greek and Hebrew.
What is the purpose of this book? Is there an audience for it, and could you define it? I'm a little bit puzzled who the book is for.
Actually, the book is for English-speaking people, particularly in the United States. It is intended for anyone who wants to read the New Testament, and there are a lot of people who do read the Bible today. In fact, the Bible's still a bestseller. So it is for whoever wants to read the New Testament in a very contemporary language and yet read it very accurately.
There have been translations. Why a need for another Bible translation?
Well, as I was saying, each Bible translation has a unique aspect to it, or several unique aspects. And the intention of this is to use 21st century language. It tries to avoid anything that is archaic in language, and yet it tries to be dignified at the same time. And as I said, it attempts to bring out certain aspects that are found in the original of meaning, certain aspects of meaning that may have been missed in other translations. Each translation is unique, as I said, and the best way to gain a knowledge of what the Bible was originally intending to say is to have several English translations, that is, if you don't know the original language, and compare them, and you can get a pretty good idea if you're doing study of a particular passage in the Bible, just exactly the nuances of meaning that are in it by comparing several different translations. So this one does have some unique things about it that are characteristic of it, and that is true of each translation. But I'm trying to produce something that is very accurate and will be helpful to people.
What do you want readers, I know there are many messages, but what do you want readers to take away from this book?
Really what I want readers to take away from this book is that the message of Christianity is something that is relevant to the modern world. And it does give people hope. And it is centered in Jesus Christ. And I think this is an appropriate time to talk about it, with it being Passion Week. But this was a real event. And there is hope for the human race in Christ.
Are there many books out on translations? I mean, I frankly don't know. And if so, you've already explained to a degree how you would differentiate this one, but could you elaborate a little more?
Well, you asked me two different questions on that. Are there
right.
many books on translations? Are you talking, by that you mean books about translations or books
about
on how
translations of the Bible?
Yes, there are quite a number. There is, there's the old King James Version, which was brought out in 1611, and then there's been a slight revision of the King James called the New King James that took some of the archaic language out. There's the New Revised Standard, the New International. There's the International Standard Version, New American Standard. There are quite a number, and each one is different. Each one has the same basic message in it. But if you look at it, the way it's worded, and in some cases, the actual translation differs a bit, because, to be honest, when you're translating from one language to another, there are often different nuances of meaning in that can't all be brought over into from one language into another. For example, there can be a Greek word that will have five or six different shades of meaning, and it's not possible to render all those shades of meaning into one translation into English. So you do find some variation in the translation, although the basic message remains the same.
Robert Thomas Helm, he's a translator of the New Testament, the Modern Evangelical Version. What did you learn from writing this book?
What I learned from writing this book is that actually the Bible is something that is relevant. I think it's still relevant to the modern world. It's a very fascinating book when you get into it. And I'm trying to share some of my excitement with other people by putting it into a language that is very up-to-date. When the New Testament was written, it was written in the most up-to-date language. It was written in the common language of the people. And that's what I'm trying to convey to the English reader. And it's exciting to me.
You know, you mentioned the Old Testament. Is that going to be your next work, or do you have something else?
That's going to be my next work, but give me some time on it, because the Old Testament is much larger than the New Testament. It's going to take a while.
Yeah, can I give you till tomorrow?
As I said, I'm going to have somebody else working with me on that one.
All right. What's the biggest surprise you got from writing this book?
The biggest surprise I got from I'm really not the writer, I'm the translator. It was written.
Right, I keep saying that. I've indicated you were the translator, right?
Yes, it's easy to say writer. The biggest surprise I think I got was that have to think about that one for a minute, but I think that just how much it really comes alive to you when you're looking at the original text and how much meaning is really there that needs to be conveyed. There's a deepness in the original text that just does not always come out into English. And I'm groping to convey as much of that as I possibly can. But I'd say that's the biggest surprise. I know one day I was actually translating the Book of Acts, and I got so lost in the text that I almost felt like I was back there. I lost the sense of time, and where I was in my room, because I was just so engrossed in the text that I almost felt like I was in the first century.
Interesting. What closing comment or comments would you like to put forth here, Robert?
I'd just like to encourage people to purchase this and read it for themselves, because I think it has a great message for people today.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate having you
on.
This is Stu Taylor. We'll be back.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
This Easter, surround yourself and your family with music and find savings up to 25% at Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Strike a chord with the limited edition Epiphone Les Paul or Yamaha acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Compose a masterpiece with an 88-key digital piano for just $229. Or start a young one's musical journey with a Toka Djembe drum for just $25. Don't miss your chance to make music with savings up to 25% this weekend only at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Charlie Gasparino, senior correspondent for Fox News and the Fox Business Network. Thanks, Stu Taylor, for a great interview.
All right, we're rejoined by Diane Bajou. The name is spelled B-A-I-J-O-O. She is representing the author of the book, Seiznath Bajou, and the book is entitled Life is a Journey, Master Your Destiny. It's available in paperback and ebook. You can go to fultonbooks.com, Amazon, barnesandnoble.com. Welcome to the show, and Diane, what's the book about?
Oh, okay, so the book is basically about the character Anita and her husband, Thomas. They go through their life struggles, their failures, and it's basically them going through, you know, the hard times, trials and tribulations that life has to offer. It looks at their successes and failures as they journey through the hardships of life. It's a mix of drama, romance, comedy, and it's very inspiring. The main message is really that just to never give up.
Was this derived from Seiznath's Bajou's background?
Yes, it does have to deal with a lot of, like, the personal troubles and successes that he had to deal with throughout his life.
What would you say would be the highlight of the book in terms of a theme and what people should take away from it? What's the message people should take away? Excuse me.
Well, the main message is to never give up, to master your destiny, and you are in charge of your path of life. I think that's what he really wanted to get out there as the main message.
How difficult was this writing the book, and what kind of a response has he gotten?
Well, he did take several months to write the book. You know, he wanted for it to be very personal to him, and also to add different fiction in there to reach the writer, the readers about his book. He has had great responses so far. As far as people buying it on Amazon, he's had a book signing in Miami that people have come to and got their book signed. So definitely people are relating to the stories, the personal stories of the book.
Was there a method for him writing the book? How did he get started writing the story?
Well, he just started. He works as a pharmacist in Miami, and then he's had some free time. And then he decided to, you know, get his stories out there and for people to really relate to the stories. He just started writing, and it started flowing to him.
Who are the target readers for this book? Who is it aimed for?
It's made for...
What's the demographic?
It could be... It's like families and...
Diane, are you with us?
Teenagers and older people that are reading the book, I think.
Diane, are you with
target.
Us?
Yes, yeah. Hello?
Yeah, who is the target audience for this book?
the target audience is like teenagers and families and those older adults that are going through all of the hardships of life, divorces, in rich and in poor. I think those are the people who are targeting.
What was Say's Nath Baiju's feelings when he first held that finished book in his hands? Can you describe it?
Oh, yeah. I remember him telling me he was so elated, so overjoyed, so overwhelmed with emotion as he finally finished the book. He was very, you know, excited about his achievements and his how he was able to finish yet another book, because this is actually his third book that he's written.
Is there anything in this book that makes it radically distinguishable and separates it from other books of the same type?
I feel when people read it, they'll really be able to relate to it as far as, you know, it follows them from rich to poor in divorce situations, from deceitful to people being faithful. I feel like it really hits home as far as, you know, when you read the stories, you'll really be able to be like, yes, I have been in that situation, and it does offer some solutions to life problems.
All right. If Say's Nath were on the air and had some closing comments to make that we haven't covered, what would they be?
He would say just, you know, to go out there, get his book. It's available on Amazon.com, like you said. He really wanted for people to read the book, you know, relate to it. He has future projects coming on hand, you know, and he would love for this book to reach the audience, you know, for them to read it. And then, you know, he would say, in every dark cloud, there is a silver lining. Look for that silver lining in your life.
All right. I want to thank you very much for joining us, and give Say's Nath our best. The book is Life as a Journey, Master Your Destiny, and it's published by Fulton Books. Thanks so much, Diane.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we're going to continue. We only have a couple of minutes, and, you know, the news is just flooded. Is there a sensationalism with this media and the consumption of information about this Brussels attack? Now, I'm not diminishing the importance of this, but is there a part of this that says we're encouraging these radicals with all the national and international publicity we're giving it? I think there is. I think the approach of every country has been just abysmal. I mean, what are you talking, 30, 40,000 of these scum, these cockroaches who can be wiped out? And why isn't there a joint effort on the part of NATO, United States, Russia, England, France? What is it that prevents the elimination of ISIS? Because this isn't Germany or Japan, and I don't have an answer to that. All I know to say about this is, while this was going on, it's another great optics session for Barry Hussein Obama, as he's sitting and watching a football game and a baseball game between Tampa Rays and the Cuban national team. And it's just, you know, he'll give a 20-second announcement. It's the same thing. We're going to get those who are responsible for this. And then he goes right back time and time and time again. And if Hillary is an extension of Barack Obama, why would you even consider having Hillary in as president? I mean, as the days go by, I'm getting more and more mystified and perplexed at the number of people who are just brainwashed into thinking that Hillary Clinton is the answer. She is a follower of Saul Alinsky. And if you buy the book, Stealing America, written by Dinesh D'Souza, just go to chapter 10, read a couple of chapters right there, and you will be frightened to death when you read about it. This is factual. This isn't theoretical. Barack Obama is from the same school, and there are some who question whether Hillary would be more dangerous. Well, I think it's almost a reality that she will be the presidential nominee for the Democrat Party, because with 150 FBI agents investigating this, why hasn't there been an indictment? And as the time goes along further and further, closer to the end of this election process, this primary process, doesn't it make it more difficult to say, well, Hillary's going to be indicted after she's the nominee? I'll tell you, I'm glad I only spent a few minutes on this, because I'm ready to pull the hair out of my head. This is Stu Taylor. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,